Hello, everyone, and welcome again to Journey with Dr. Donna, where we discuss topics related to women's health, beauty, and wellness, and of course, empowerment. I am your host, Dr. Donna Patterson, and with us today, we have Miss Nina, who has traveled all the way from Chicago to be here with us in studio. And so, Miss Nina, I will have you introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hey, everyone. This is Miss Nina from Chicago.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today in studio. And we know you had, what was it, 14-hour drive to get here?
It was about 12.
12 mm-hmm. hours. It was a long trip. And so that was a journey, of course. But we want to hear more about your story and what your journey has been like. We all have a story to tell. So if you don't mind sharing with us what you're comfortable with, you know, we aim to be transparent here. And of course, comfortable. So feel free to share whatever you like. This is a no judgment zone. And we'll just take it from there. So tell us about yourself.
Well, as was said earlier, I traveled here from Chicago today with my new boo.
Hey, boo.
And it's been 7 months today, actually.
We're congratulations.
Celebrating our seventh month anniversary, and Yay. It's been going really strong. I'm very, very happy.
Good.
And it was a lot to get here, though, to get to this happy moment in my life.
Congratulations on finally getting to that place where you can really feel what happiness feels like, true happiness, and can really say, I now know what it feels like to be in love.
Absolutely.
And I had that same story, too. So I'm excited to hear about it. How did you get to meet Mr. Keith?
KG Money.
All right, Mr. KG Money. Tell us about it. Let's go back a little bit before you even got to that point. I'm now married to the love of my life, right? And but it took a process to get there. We've been married for almost 4 years. I'm 46 years old, so it took a while. But I was previously married before, and I never truly knew what love was like until I met my now husband. So if you don't mind sharing with us.
Not at all. So actually, we met online through mm-hmm. Facebook.
Nice.
Yes. And, you know, there are a lot of people. I have friends who are single and have been single for a long time and who actually fear meeting people online.
Yes.
And it's completely understandable. Mm-hmm. I completely understand that, the fear of people who do not portray themselves to be who they really
right,
are.
Right, right.
But you find that even when you meet people in person. You can meet someone at the grocery store.
Yep.
You can meet them at church.
That
you can meet
is
them
true.
At their jobs.
Especially church.
Ooh, let's not go there.
Especially.
Yes. Actually, the worst relationship I ever had was at church.
You know, they say the devil pull up in church and take a seat right beside you, right?
In his three-piece suit. Absolutely. So, yeah, so we met online. And honestly speaking, a lot different from what I had imagined that true love to look like.
Right.
You know, we have all these expectations in our head of what, mm-hmm. you know, we want in a man. And, mm-hmm. you know, very different from what I was used to. But
the fairy tale, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But, you know, evidently what I was used to was not working.
Of course not.
Because, you know, they're not here. They're no longer here. So I just decided to take a chance.
Yes.
On
throw,
something
throw
different.
Out those old expectations.
Yes.
Clean slate, right?
Absolutely. And, uh-huh. and here we are. We've been traveling, just enjoying life. So I'm just very happy. But, you know, had a lot of disappointments and a lot of heartbreak in my past.
Along
and,
the way.
Yes, along the way. And
mm-hmm.
it's just, you know, I'm happy. That's all I can really say.
And we are so excited and happy for you as well, because we want everyone to kind of finally know. We just want to be in a world where people are just genuinely happy. You know, it's so much easier being around someone who is at peace, who has contentment and happiness, not someone who's always angry and frustrated and miserable. And so we try to empower each other. We try to empower our peers and even those we don't know to try to live a life of fulfillment, even if they have to love on themselves. They may not find the right Mr. Right yet, but even as they're going through their journey, just love on yourself. Love you first so that when Mr. Right does come along, you can appreciate him even better because now you are walking in your true authentic self. So that is what we aim to, you know, teach each other. And we're learning as well. We are not at the point where we know it all. Every day I'm learning something new. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't mind, I know you tell me you met and you guys are happy and life is good. You're traveling together. You're doing things together. And I applaud that. But tell me about, I am curious to know about some of those. You have three children.
Yes.
So, of course, I'm curious to know some of those different journeys that you have taken to where you are right now, to where when you met Keith, Mr. KG.
KG Money.
KG Money. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. So I actually had my daughter at a very young age.
Okay.
Before I even graduated from high school. And I'm not ashamed to tell the world that.
Of course
because,
not.
You know what? We grew together.
Yes.
And we are the very best of friends at this moment in our lives. And, you know, of course, I didn't marry her father, but years later, I met someone, and I actually, long story short, grew up in the church and, you know, all that sort of thing, and mm-hmm. married a Muslim.
Okay.
And so that was very different.
Okay.
From what I was used to once again.
So you were not originally Muslim?
No.
Okay.
Very, very much Christian.
Okay. Got it. So that took some adjusting for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you convert?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. And story behind that is now, just kind of fast forward a little bit, I teach Sunday school at my church mm-hmm. Because I went back to church and I teach youth Sunday school. And the one thing that I always stress to the youth is to understand why you believe what you believe.
Yes.
Because it's so easy as you start going off on your own beyond your parents mm-hmm. to start listening to so many different philosophies in life and ways of life. And I'm not bashing any religion. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But to take you away from what you knew.
Your foundation.
Absolutely. And I allowed that to happen because I didn't understand why I believed what I believed.
So you are basically saying that they need to be secure in their belief.
Absolutely.
So not just this is what my grandmother taught me when I was growing up, but understand when someone say, for example, they teach you about Christ, that they are secure in knowing who Christ is for themselves.
Absolutely.
And they know how to relate and be, I guess the word I'm looking for is not be afraid to, because Muslims are not afraid to teach and tell you what they believe in, whether they're talking about their version of the Bible, mm-hmm. the Quran, is correct, that correct?
Correct, yes.
And they believe what they believe.
Yes.
And you could argue with them from today till next year. They are not wavering in their belief. Mm-hmm. But some of us as Christians, we are kind of wishy-washy mm-hmm. that we have a tendency of picking up a little bit here and a little bit there. And then we're confused. We're like, well, the Bible said this, but, you know, so if you believe in the Bible and the words that you believe in Christ and you believe that Christ died for our sin, then that should be unshakable. That Absolutely. Should be an unshakable belief. So I absolutely get because I was a wishy-washy Christian at one point.
I think we all were at some point in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, because we were just taught to go to church. We
right.
weren't really taught to have a relationship with God ourselves.
Exactly.
And that's that was the issue for me. I went to church. I sang in the choir. I was even the choir director at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just doing what, you know, my mom did, my grandmom did, my dad. You know, I just did what the family did, not understanding my own personal relationship with Christ. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Would you say you converted for love?
I would say that I converted because I thought that just believing in God was enough.
Okay.
Believing in a higher being was enough. I actually studied both religions, mm-hmm. and I've actually found that Islam is very closely related to Christianity more than Judaism. And so I said, okay, well, they believe in Jesus. They may not believe he's the Son of God, but they still believe in him.
So it's okay.
So it's okay. You know, I started to compromise a little bit here and there.
Yes.
So I did make the conversion and continue to do some of the things, you know, the prayers that they do 5 times a day and the fasting and some of the other things that they do. And after a while, it just became, you know, more like church again.
Did you dress the part?
I did.
Okay,
I did.
So you were fully involved.
I covered my head. I covered my body. I never covered my face.
Right.
But yeah, I did dress the part.
You fully committed.
I did. And because I do truly believe that the man is the head of the household.
Okay.
So I, you know, allowed him to lead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And how long did you stay in that relationship / religion?
We were married for a total of 13 years.
Okay.
People say 13 is an unlucky number. There you go, right?
Hey, I'm speechless right now.
Yeah, for 13 years. And unfortunately, there was some physical abuse.
Okay.
Yes. And which is why I can appreciate where I am today.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
And absolutely. And not necessarily does 13 represent an unlucky number. For me, it was your lucky number. You got out.
Yes.
So it didn't take you 5 years, didn't take you 7 years. It took you 13 years. But the good thing is that at that point, you saw the light and you decided enough is enough. I don't want this anymore. Am I right?
Absolutely. And that's the thing about abuse. A lot of people say, well, why did you stay and why didn't you leave or why didn't you fight back?
Right.
You have to be ready when you're ready.
Yes.
You can't be ready when people think you should be ready.
Mentally ready.
Exactly.
Because otherwise you will keep going back into that same situation if you're not ready. If you're not at the point of frustration, if you're not at the point of enough is enough, if you're not at the point of I deserve better than this, you will keep going back until either you lose your life or you take somebody else's life. Exactly. Ooh. Trust me. Yeah. I know. I'm so open with telling my story because I believe that my story will help somebody else one day. Absolutely. I may not know who that person it is that helped, but I believe that by having survived, I too was at one point a victim of domestic violence. And now I am empowered to the point wherein I will never allow myself or even anyone around me that I know to stay in a relationship or even be involved in something like that again. It is dangerous. It can change your life. It changes your perspective. It wipes you clean of your ability, your confidence.
Yes.
And then now you feel totally dependent on somebody else who doesn't give, you know, about you. And they are so quick to abuse you.
Yes.
And there are different forms of abuse. Mm-hmm. There is, of course, the emotional abuse, because some people may not lay their hands on you, but they are conniving and manipulating, and they emotionally abuse you to the point where you feel like you have to do things a certain way or else. Like you're a kid, you're in trouble. And that can go on for so long because a lot of people, I think, may assume that they deserve it.
Or they don't even realize they're being abused.
True.
You know, a lot of times the manipulation is so to the point where they have you thinking that you need, you know, the treatment that they're giving you, you know, controlling or, you know, I know a person who husband likes to drive her to the store all the time where she has her own car. Well, you know, why does he have to always drive you to the store? Is it that he wants to make sure you're going where you say you're going, or does he really just really like to drive you to the store? You know, I think about those types of things, and, you know, I try not to be judgmental of other people's relationships because those are their relationships.
Right.
But because I was in a controlling relationship, sometimes I see that control a mile away.
You know what it looks like.
It's a grooming process.
Yes. You know what it looks like.
Absolutely. So it's like, okay, he has a vehicle, you have a vehicle. Why does he need to drive you to the store again? And he's got things to do himself. Right. You know, it's like.
Or you can't go unless he takes you.
Exactly.
And after a while, some people look around and they don't even recognize the person they have become. Mm-hmm. From when they just enter that relationship to the point where they are in that relationship, it's like, I used to have friends. So now you don't even have friends anymore because this person kind of isolates you from the people who care about you or who you used to be able to call on the phone and talk to. Mm-hmm. Now you have no one to talk to. So what can you share with our listeners? Maybe someone who's in a bad situation like that. What word of advice would you offer in regards to being safe, staying safe, and get out as soon as you can?
The biggest thing is do not allow anyone to take away your support system. Mm. That support system is so important because one of the things for me is I allowed him to take away that support system. So I felt like all I had was him.
Right.
And then also you become kind of embarrassed.
Mm.
You know, from all the things that you're going through, and there's no embarrassment. There should not be embarrassment. If your family and friends love you, they should love you through it all.
Yes.
You know, regardless to what you've allowed to happen in your life, mm-hmm. because we all have a story, whether you've been abused or not, whether you've been in the greatest situation or the least or the worst situation, we all have a story to tell.
So speaking up. Really?
Yes.
Let someone know what's going on.
Absolutely. And not only letting someone know what's going on, but just not giving so much of yourself to someone that you lose yourself.
Right.
That's so important as well.
Right.
Always have, you know, your own hobbies in a relationship, your own space, your own time away, you know, to do things that you enjoy.
Such as getting your nails done.
Oh my God, I love it.
Or getting a spa day.
Massage.
Just for you.
Yes.
Not about anybody else mm-hmm. at this point.
But if you're in an abusive relationship, to get out as soon as possible. Because abuse, once the abuse starts, it continues. It doesn't stop.
Yes.
You know, they say they'll stop. They say they'll get help. Get out. If that person wants to get help, let them get help without you.
You know, because we can save them.
Absolutely. We can only save ourselves.
That's the thing with us as women that we were talking about recently in another session, that as women, we try to save some people. We like to fix men, so to speak.
Yes.
And one of the guy that was in the audience talking, he was like, why do you feel like men need to be fixed? Maybe they're just okay the way they are. Why do you come in?
I'm just kidding.
Why do us as women come in and feel like, oh, I'm a nurturer, I'm a fixer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fix him up. I'm going to make him look better. I'm going to make him smell better. I'm going to, you know.
Wait. You must be in our house right now because I'm always like with KG Money. We need to go shopping. I need to buy you some new clothes, babe. Come on now.
I used to do that for my amazing husband. I must say, my husband is amazing. And he's been so good to me that there's nothing I would not do for him.
Yes.
And when we just met, I felt the need to change some stuff. Like, without getting too personal, you know, you buy those in Walmart. I'm going down to Polo store. Like, we don't wear those anymore.
You know how long ago that's been out of style? Yeah, okay.
Exactly. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I apologize. I don't mean to embarrass you. But, and yes, we go to Macy's. And I was like, oh, you look nice in that suit. and we buy the suit. And, oh, how about these shoes? And we buy because we want them to dress a certain. And then when my husband doesn't wear the things I buy because he likes what he likes, then I get offended. Like, well, why'd you let me buy it when he didn't let me buy it? I went and bought it myself, you know. So I apologize for deviating. Go ahead.
Oh, what were we talking about? I don't remember.
China. Okay. Abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. Get out when you can and don't try to stay to fix the person. Yes. If they're broken, let them seek help on their own.
Yes. Those are the top three right there. I would say start there. Because you might have all of these, you know, I got to do this, I got to do that, you know, all these checklists. And you can never really complete that checklist until you've actually gotten out. So it just step by step, you know, one day at a time, one step at a time, one moment at a time.
Absolutely.
And just and love yourself first and foremost, above all.
Yes.
Love. Find reasons to love yourself.
There are so many. Mm-hmm. We're all made for a purpose. We're all created for a purpose, and somebody needs us.
Absolutely.
Somebody needs us. So by not loving on ourselves and taking care of ourselves, we are depriving somebody else from our gift that we bring to their life. Mm-hmm. So before we go, I know this is your journey. And thank you for sharing, because those are some very personal stuff that you shared with us. But when we talk about abuse, if we must stay on that topic for a while. When we talk about abuse, a lot of people are in abusive situation. Some of them are very dangerous situations. They want to get out, but they can't get out. And I know that sometimes it's not just as easy as wait till the person's sleeping and you sneaky, you know, through the dark, and not always the way it is on TV.
On TV, right.
Right. So what can you tell someone, based on your experience, what is the best way to get out of such a situation?
It's almost kind of sneaky, to be honest. I mean, if you tell the person you're leaving, they will, you know,
find ways
to not allow you to leave. So have a plan.
That was my number one. Yes.
Yes. Have a plan. Save money if you can. Once again, like I said before, have a support system.
Yes.
If you don't have family and friends who are supportive, find organizations.
Right.
That will assist you.
Yes.
So those, to me, are those top things to be able to walk away from a situation and be mentally ready for it.
Yes.
For the loneliness. For the regret, for all those negative feelings that you might start to have,
right,
that may make you want to go back because you're so familiar with,
right,
what you've, you know, been going through for however long you've been going, right, through it. Just be ready for all of those emotions, those roller coaster feelings, those ups and downs, because you might have more downs than ups, but eventually you'll get through it.
I think those are great advice, and don't turn back.
Absolutely.
Don't go back. You know, someone said, if you're going through hell, why would you stop? Just keep going, because at some point you're gonna get out of it. So when you get out, don't stop in hell. Don't get comfortable in a situation where you know you don't belong. Get out. Just keep going. It may look hard, it may look impossible, it may feel like, why did I even think I could do this? Why did I leave? At least I have a place to sleep. At least I have a roof over my head. At least I have food. But as long as you persevere and push forward, you will make it. So don't give up on yourself, lovely people. And we will not give up on you either, because we are rooting for you. So keep going, keep fighting, keep pushing, and you will succeed. This has been Journey with Dr. Donna and Miss Nina tonight. Do you have any last words before we close?
Just thank you for inviting me on this. I really enjoyed it. And I love sharing my story.
Yes. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being so transparent and so open and willing to share, because we know that some life will be changed by just listening to us tonight. So thank you again for listening. Thank you for the pleasure of your time, each and every one of you. Again, this is Journey with Dr. Donna. Thank you, Ms. Nina, for stopping by our studio tonight. And we will talk to you on another episode coming soon. Have a good night.